من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This is the last ayat of the first supara, and this ayat came just about 1.5 pages before also. Allah Ta'ala has brought it so that we can be reminded over and over, and the great importance of this, that we don't sit on our laurels and we think that we belong to a particular family, or that our parents, our forefathers were very pious, so now we don't have to worry anything. Every person will be judged by his own actions. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha asked for a particular favor from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told her, help me by making more sajdas, that is more ibadah. When Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was being lowered in her qabr, somebody said, speaking to the qabr, have mercy on her, she's the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something to the effect was said that here we don't see lineage, we see amal of a person. Every person his own amal, what his amal are. So we shouldn't be thinking that I belong to certain family, or our forefathers were very pious in our family, great piety. Almost everyone passed away on Juma in our family or on Mubarak days, so I got no worry. That is no criteria. Criteria is our own amal. The Jews and Christians, they said they belong to the family of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And no doubt they did belong, they came from the family of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But Allah Ta'ala says, Tilka ummatun qad khalat. Wo ek jamaat thi jo guzar chuki. That was a jamaat, your forefathers, the great Anbiya, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. What great Anbiya. You people definitely are from that lineage and that progeny. But for them, they have passed. And what they did is with them. And what you do will be with you. Just by belonging, yes, taking inspiration from being the family of pious people. And therefore we also engage in pious acts. That is a virtuous. But just on the basis that we doing all the wrong things, and we saying that we belong to the Sayyid family, we belong to this family, that won't help us. For all their own actions, everyone will go to his own qabr, and his own actions will be with him. Laha ma kasabat, unke waaste hai jo unhone kiya. For them is what they have earned. What that is, their amal. For whatever good they did, they will get that. And also, yeah, it is not like their inheritance, that money that is their wealth, that the children benefit from the wealth of the other people. Yeah, it is the amal. And everyone's amal is on his own. So therefore, whatever they have earned, their good deeds they have done, that is for them. That is not going to affect you directly, and you feel that because they were so pious, so we are also going to be bakhshai, we will be forgiven and overlooked. No, you will be questioned according to your actions. Walakum ma kasabtum, aur tumhari waaste hai jo tumne kiya, and for you is what you have earned. See what your amal are. You have gone to the extent they did not make shirk with Allah Ta'ala. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, na'uzu billah. You people have committed shirk. You said Uzair is the son of Allah. You say that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. You believe in Trinity. You have changed their kitabs. They were not like you. They followed the kitab of Allah as it was revealed. They did not change it. You have changed the books of Allah Ta'ala and the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And in any case, وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ اور تم سے پوچھ نہیں ان کے کاموں کی. And you will not be questioned about their actions, good or bad. Of course the actions were good, the righteous and pious elders. But you won't be questioned about them. In other words, you got no connection with them. So when you got no connection as far as amal are concerned, and your amal are opposite of what their amal were, so how can you benefit from them? So therefore, don't think and sit on your laurels and think that we belong to so and so family. Our parents were very pious and righteous. Our family people are very pious, so we got no worry. That won't help. Every person, his own actions are going to count with him. So on this note, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala completes the supara, the first supara, and in it, as we have gone through, great, great lessons for us. And the important thing for us is that not just that we attend it, that is a great virtue also, but that we take heed and we try and bring it in our lives. We try our utmost to practice upon it and to the fullest that we can. And we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for once more giving us this great opportunity of sitting for this dars of Quran Sharif and listening to the talks of Allah Ta'ala, refreshing them and trying our best to make amal. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq for the rest of the Quran also and for the rest of our lives till our mort also. May Allah accept fully from all of us, and may Allah be pleased and give us its full benefits also, and may Allah fully accept it in His court also, when we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala over and over for His great, great blessings and ni'mat. And the real ni'mat are the ni'mats of deen and the ni'mat of Quran Sharif, which is the greatest ni'mat. And we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. No matter how much shukr we make, it's not enough. And we beg Allah to forgive us all our shortcomings, all our errors and mistakes, everything which was negative. May Allah Ta'ala forgive it and overlook it and grant us the best that is in the Quran and Hadith, and let us follow accordingly. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله